Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What is your accidentally caught your spouse cheating horror story? Not me, but a medical resident who I met on rotation recently. One of the nicest guy I ever met, super intelligent and hardworking, and training to be a trauma surgeon by humble as they come. He had been married for 2 years to his wife. One night he gets off a 30-hour call early and heads home to surprise his wife with some flowers and her favorite dessert. It was the anniversary of the day they first met, only to find her in bed with a random dude. He was so exhausted and confused, he didn't know what to do and just left and went back to the hospital. I saw him at 5 a.m, sitting in the parking lot, hunched over crying. He didn't even have his phone with him. He was just sitting there. Man, nothing breaks your heart more than seeing a grown man cry. It's not something you see often. We called his dad up and he came and picked him up. The guy ended up taking a leave from his residency. Turns out, it wasn't the wife's first time sleeping around. Hope he gets back on his feet. He will make an amazing physician. On family vacation, I picked up his phone because I was bored and the kids were playing on mine. Saw a message to some girl describing the freaking session he and I had the night before. Spent the rest of the vacation fighting via text while trying, and failing, to act normal. Friend of mine was hanging out with some guys at a bar and went home to chill with them. He asked how they knew my girlfriend at the time, realized she was a mutual friend at the bar. Guy said she was frick buddies with his friend. My friend was confused and mentioned she was the girlfriend of a friend of his, me. To which his response was, "Oh, I hope you're not good enough of friends to have to tell him." Had a really close group of friends who would always prank each other. One of my mates found out the Facebook password of another. So while on Skype the whole call, included myself, logged into his Facebook account, being seven people, to make a stupid status. At the same time my partner of 5 years was messaging him on Facebook about how good fricking was last night and about meeting up again. College girlfriend and we lived together for a year after I realized she would always have her phone on silent or just plain ignore calls from Jennifer. One day I write down the number and call it a week later. It ends up being her other boyfriend who she had never broken up with before she came to college. Neither of us knew about each other and she had been visiting him when she went home to see her parents on some weekends and breaks. Broke up soon after and her mom said that sometimes you just have to accept things and how I owed her an apology for breaking up with her. It gets worse but that was the gist. Walked in on my girlfriend while she was fricking another guy. "What are you doing here?" she says. "You gave me a key, remember? I ended up not working today and wanted to surprise you." 15 years later she reaches out, leaves me a message that she'd like to talk. I figure she's doing some 12-step thing or something and wants to make amends. Nope. She wanted to try and sell me on Amway. That's worse than getting cheated on. MT St. Augustine erupted in Alaska in 1986. They had to evacuate all planes out of Elmendorf AFB due to ash in the air. This sent my unit home from Korea 3 days early. I got home at 2 a.m. and there was a guy sleeping next to my wife in our bed. MT St. Augustine coming in clutch. I just got off work after working the graveyard shift. I walk into my apartment with my fiance riding some guy she met at a party on my futon which they broke. I walked out with so much rage and broken feelings. I went to my car and cried. The broken futon makes this so much worse. Found my wife's notebook. Written on the first page was a 10-step plan detailing how she was going to leave me for another guy. I turned it into one step. Sick line though. Also, this is now my top comment by a country mile. Her phone went off and she asked me what it said. I looked at it and it said, "I wanna bend you over and spank you. Just another text from your father. Weird you still call him daddy." Woke up to her on her phone with heart scrolling and Facebook Messenger. We were married 7 years at that point. 2 kids. It was my birthday. I won't feign total innocence. Marriage is hard. I was working and in school full time so she could be a stay-at-home mom, which was our goal. She realized she wanted something else and moved on. Crap happens. Roll with the punches. I won't feign total innocence. You being busy and allowing her to stay home with your child isn't anything you should be blaming yourself for. It sounds like you were working hard for your family. If she was unhappy, she should have said something. Please don't blame yourself for that. Came home early. They were fast enough to get dressed but not in a natural state of being, if that makes sense. It was obvious something was just going down. Very cliched, got walked in on and tried to play it cool like you see in TV. I asked him to leave and he did. We argued. She tried to lie but soon confessed. It wasn't the first time she cheated, but it was the first time that I caught her in the act. Everything in the past was just texts and stuff. She said that she never slept with the other people and it was just pics and flirting. In retrospect, that may not be BS. We divorced. Both remarried. Not friends by any stretch, but civil. Emotional cheating in this day and age is the same. Went to log into email and a suggested one that I didn't recognize popped up. I answered all his security questions and reset his password to find emails between him and the neighbor. We were in therapy to recover from him cheating with her, and there they were waxing poetic about their love and when I'd be out of the house so they could be together. The actual horror story is that our 7-year-old daughter is the one who accidentally caught them originally by walking into our bedroom while I was at work. Oh my god, that's terrible. Poor kid and poor you. What a jackass. I was at Disney with our kids. Day 2 of a 7-day family trip her father had been, by that point, talking up for about 7 years. He and her mother told us when the kids were born, they were going to take us all to Disney when they turned 7. And 7 years later, it finally happened. At that point, we'd been together for over a decade. Had a great job, a house, bunch of kids, and the full-on, 100%, honest-to-goodness American dream. Life was grand, until I picked up a phone to set an alarm on night 2 of our family vacation of a lifetime. There were so many texts. So many. I remember actually wanting to hurt her, and having to leave the room. I immediately called the number and heard some freaking strange dude answer with a sleepy, "Hello darling, I'm glad to hear from you. I wanted to die." The sense of unreality that I experienced. It was immediately numbing, like I'd just switched to the dark timeline. All I could think was, from this point on, everything that I have known about my life is going to change. My ex left me at Disney with our 2 kids and her grandchild to rush home to be with her side dong. I know your pain, my friend. Girlfriend ran over her phone by accident and destroyed the screen. Asked me to back up all her stuff and transfer it to her new Pixel. Use backup tool that captures all sorts of dirty messages and nudes with another guy. Either she's stupid or she wanted to get caught. Obligatory, not me, but a friend. And I've posted this story twice before. Early 2000s. My friend's husband was deployed to Iraq. Together, they had a 10-year-old son and a happy marriage. One day, while he was deployed, I am at home when another one of our friends calls and screams, "Holy crap. Turn on the news right now." I turn it on to watch a human interest story about a fundraiser at a high school 30 miles away. They're doing Relay for Life or something. And as a surprise to one of the participants, they had her husband and father of her 2 grade school children do a video call from Iraq and displayed it on the football jumbotron. There on our local news is my friend's husband telling another woman and 2 kids how he loves them and can't wait to get back home to them. The news eats it up about what a great guy he is. That night, our group of friends convened and decided how we would tell her. I was nominated, so the next day I had to sit her down and tell her what we saw. She called the news station, and they were happy to let her come in and watch the story. They were also incredibly apologetic. Story has a somewhat crappy ending, I'm afraid. She called him out on his BS. They started divorce proceedings, and he went on to legally marry the mother of his other kids, and mostly ignored his son from the first marriage. Whoa, that's some movie level fricked up. I returned from work on Christmas Eve. We had tickets to a festival which started the day before Nye, and I couldn't find the tickets anywhere after seeing them the month before. I decided to double check the trash before we put it out for collection. I found a used condom. We lived on our own. dating this girl a few years back and I became really good friends with her brother just because he appreciated my help during a difficult time for their family. Their father had abruptly passed away. 2 years into the relationship, the brother contacts me and asks to meet up for coffee and a serious conversation. Apparently he caught his own sister with another guy, mutual friend of ours, and this crap had been going on for like a year. As soon as he found out, I was told, broke up with her, still friends with her brother. Go figure. If I was gay, I'd date him. Everyone happy? Haha.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Caught my now ex-husband. Something was way off. I was 6 months pregnant with our second child and my best friend at the time was also off. Picked up his phone at 2 a.m. when it went off and found a secret password locked messenger. Go messenger. Password was his birthday. Real winner. I found over 7,000 messages along with photos. Some insinuating I was present with either one of them while they were messaging. I was upset and woke him up. He locked himself in the bathroom and pulled the attempted suicide card. There's another year of trying to work it out shenanigans after this incident, but I'm so glad that chapter in my life is over. Came back from a trip 4 hours early. Wife was supposed to be at work still. Opened the front door to see her sitting topless on the couch making out with a coworker. He ran out the door. She ran into a bathroom and locked the door. Sat on that couch for about an hour because I couldn't think what else to do. Finally just up and left, so she could come out of the bathroom and put her shirt on. He ran out the door. Chivalrous to the end, no less. We had a linked Apple account. We both had the Find My iPhone app. Figured out what all the late nights at work really were. I work for a major cell phone carrier and the amount of times people come in asking to get their Apple ID unlinked because they saw something they didn't want to see, from a sibling or kid usually, is honestly hilarious. Me and my girlfriend were long distance and she had a habit of going quiet sometimes. She'd been texting me for the last few weeks but had made excuses not to come visit. I went to a party that my friend had organized. I met a friend of his who told me he had a new girlfriend. I was surprised he hadn't mentioned her, so I asked who she was. This lady introduced me to my girlfriend. She told everyone that we broke up and had been dating my friend for about a month. She didn't bother to tell me. Long story short, I suspected something for a few months. Like an idiot, I opened her phone while she was asleep and found exactly what I was looking for, like you always do when searching through someone else's phone. Even with all of the texts right there to see, she still lied about it multiple times. She eventually admitted to it but downplayed it heavily. She told me about 2 nights ago that he asked her out on a date and she said I had to say no and was visibly sad about it. In the process of getting a divorce now. Hurts like heck. One of my former co-workers loaded an SD card with a scanned project file on it. He put it into the conference room PC. We were treated to naked pics of his wife fricking another guy. We were just stunned. This was in a senior budgetary meeting with the outside accountants and auditors. And he was sitting right there and we were looking at his wife and another guy going at it. I reached over and shut the projector off. Nobody said anything. He got up and walked out and drove off in his car. Left his phone and laptop sitting on the table. He wound up driving to his parents' house 3 states away. He was gone for a week. Dropped her off at home. Went inside to use bathroom. Found condom in the trash. We hadn't been using condoms for a bit. That one hurt for some time. She claimed it's not used, lol what. As bad as I wanted to make a scene and call her everything possible, I just proceeded to leave the place and never look back. Condom had fluids inside of it. Unless it was a limited edition corn cob that also spits out jizz. It was clearly not used on a adult toy, lol. Dude, I found out the same way, colon. Had my suspicions for a couple months but no evidence or anything. My ex lived about 40 miles from me. And we were 18. Dated and went to high school together for 3 years. She would come down into the city on weekends to spend time with me. I knew she had another group of friends in her town and a few were guys, which didn't bother me, but I woke up in the middle of the night and messaged her on Facebook, only to notice she had been tagged in a photo with one of her friends. He was holding her up and kissing her. It was his new profile picture. I messaged the guy and calmly asked what was going on. He immediately responded and was confused. We decided to meet up for coffee the next morning that my ex was over, and the look on her face was priceless when she saw him walk in and sit beside me. She begged for our forgiveness and claimed she loved us both. Turned out it had been going on for 7 months, and that every time she left my place during the weekend she was returning home to him for the week. Me and the other guy are now best friends and share a house with my fiancé and his girlfriend. Frick you, Taylor. I second this. Frick you, Taylor. I found out my ex-boyfriend, dated from 15-18, had been cheating on me when, upon walking into the apartment he shared with his mother and two elementary age sisters, the youngest sister asked me, "When did you leave?" I asked her, "When was I here?" She responded, "You were here all night. I could hear you talking to X's name." I had not been there for 2 days at that point. I asked him what she was talking about and he blew bubbles for a few minutes before confessing. Good riddance. Not sure if everyone knows blue bubbles means having nothing to say yet still talking. It may be local slang. Yes, though, I do think the joke is funny. At least Bubbles had a good time, I guess. Her phone got a text from her friend who was in the kitchen with her, so I assumed one of them sent it to me. Opened her phone to see a dong. Her friend doesn't have a dong. Now I'm divorced and don't trust texts from friends. A wild dong has appeared. My cousin was visiting us for a long weekend. She and I were super close, like sisters. I went upstairs to put the baby to bed, came back down to them going at it on the couch, so that was fun. I know it can sometimes take a while to put a baby down, but for who the frick thinks they can bust and get dressed and remove the smell of fricking from the air while their wife is upstairs? Crap. One day my husband was getting ready for work and I saw him packing his GoPro case so he could take it to work. I thought, that's weird. Why would he be taking it to work? So, when he jumped into the shower, I replaced his GoPro with mine and thought I'd look through the files when he leaves for work. My suspicions were on alert because he had just taken a trip to the pie with some friends. A guy's only weekend kind of thing. Fire up the camera and found 3 videos. Lo and behold, there he is in all his glory, baybooking a Filipino prostitute, looking and posing for the camera like he's some freaking P-star. I was enraged, but also looking at this fool acting like he's a freaking adult film star was hilarious. The craziest part of this story for me is that you own 2 GoPros. He gave my number to his side chick in case of emergency and she accidentally called me instead of him. We were engaged and he had a drinking problem. He was blacked out drunk, accidentally butt dialed me, and I listened to the whole thing, only to find out after that it was with a prostitute. That's awful, but sounds like you really dodged a bullet. I met this girl who was working the late shift at a drugstore. We'd flirted a few times, eventually exchanged numbers, and started sleeping together. After a few weeks, she invited me to go drinking at this crappy little bar she liked in the north side of the city. So we spend the night dancing together, drinking, and talking to people she knows. Eventually a guy comes up to me, saying, "Great to meet you finally. Congratulations on the engagement. What are you talking about?" I replied, laughing as I choked on my drink a bit. Guy gives me a quizzical look, and says, "You're here with Corey. It's Paul, right?" I raised an eyebrow and pointed a thumb to my chest, stating, "Nah man, name's Kyle." We stared at each other, watching each other realize what was playing out on this faithful night. Corey was engaged to a guy named Paul. I was the other guy. Paul worked out of town 4 weeks at a time. It was actually interesting how you literally could see the word travel around the small bar, drastically changing the vibe in the room. We left shortly after. She brought me, the guy she was cheating on her fiance with, to her favorite bar. She brought me to her place full of friends that at least knew her well enough to know she was engaged to a guy named Paul, not Kyle. Messed up stuff. Didn't see her again after that. According to Facebook, Paul and Corey are currently married. Boyfriend finally convinces me to have a threesome after months of begging. I finally agree and our mutual friend comes over. Things get hot and heavy, and when he starts fricking her, he moans, "Dang, you feel even better than usual." Everyone freezes. He tries to tell me that he was thinking about my pee while fricking her and that it just felt differently, but she felt so guilty that she confessed on the spot and begged me to forgive her. We don't really talk anymore, but last I heard she had been dating my ex for over a year. What the fuck? Not my relationship, but my boyfriend's mom took me out to lunch to get to know me better. We really kicked it off and had a great lunch. She had to run home because she forgot to grab a gift for a shower we had to attend after, and we found her husband ducking the neighbor on the couch. She was mortified and never the same around me again. Her son and I split because of that. He didn't think his dad was wrong because his mom gained weight, as in she was now 145 feet 6 inches and not 120. So I never found out what happened. Went home and my husband wasn't home, which was weird for him at 8 p.m. when an hour earlier he had told me he was going home. Had a gut feeling. Went to one of our female friends, who he claimed was like a sister, apartment. His truck is there. I knock. No answer. Try the door. It's unlocked. Walk into the living room. Nobody there. Hear noises in the bedroom. Walk in and lo and behold, there they are. Tried to make it work over next couple of months, but I can't get past it. Didn't even want him to touch me. Divorced 4 years ago. Our female friend, this was a mutual friend who we had both known for years, went to HS with, etc. Things had been a little shaky as I was working a lot and felt sapped when she wanted to go be social with friends, so I often stayed home. I wanted to do something nice for her for Valentine's Day, so I sent her friend a text asking if there was something that she may have mentioned she would like to do. As I was waiting on that text, I was in another room. I saw her phone buzz with her friend's name. The number was below the name, and since I had just sent her a text, I knew they didn't match. There are very few times my blood has been that cold and feelings of dread. I called the number with my phone and it rang and rang before going to voicemail. Needless to say, it was the other guy. I confronted her about it and she said she was waiting to leave and had a bag packed in case I found out. She had no intentions of trying to work things out, so a month later she had moved out. I made a decision then that I could be broken up and miserable, or that I could choose to be happy and be open to a relationship if it was available. I've since remarried and have two beautiful boys with my amazing wife. Regardless of the shittiness and horror in these stories, there is always the opportunity to be happy. If you're reading this thread because it happened to you or just from morbid curiosity, choose to be happy. Be the person that you can be proud of and move on to better things. I like your advice. I hope those that need to see it will. A friend of mine literally walked in on his wife and another guy doing it on their sofa. I guess he just yelled what the frick and ran out. Facebook was a real shitshow for a few days, and she even had the gall to blame him back. "Viol, it's your fault I cheated." Luckily there were no children in that marriage and not much money to fight over. My ex-wife was an alcoholic. Like, bad alcoholic. One time I get home from my night shift a little early, and you guessed it, she was drunk. Well, I was frisky, and she's usually drunk when we frick anyway, so what the heck. I came onto her. "So, we're fricking and it's dark," and she says, "You need to hurry up." So I ask, "Why?" "He's going to be home soon." "Who?" "My husband, you fricking idiot." "Yeah." So, I pull out and hop out of the bed and flip on the light, and this bee looks absolutely baffled. She's crap-faced drunk, and totally dumbfounded. I ask her, "Who did you think was fricking you?" "What? Who did you think was fricking you? What are you talking about?" "Never mind. I'll talk to you about it in the morning. I'm not drunk." Yeah, she didn't even know what the frick I was on about. So, I go to bed on the couch, and I'm sitting there going over crap in my head, and I hear her come down the stairs. She goes into the kitchen and I hear a drawer shut. A few seconds later, she's standing over me with a fricking knife. I promptly take the knife from her, tell her to go to bed, which she obliges without saying a single word. I grab the kids and put them in the car, and drive to my mom's house where we spend the night. She starts blowing up my phone at 10 a.m. frantic that she doesn't know where the kids are. We have a mini intervention. She promises to go to AA. I attempt to erase the entire night from my memory, which didn't work obviously. But about a month later, she hasn't held up to her AA agreement, and has pretty much gone back to her old ways. I come home from work, and I see a freaking La Dodgers hat on my couch. Who was over, I ask? Nobody. Are you sure? Yeah, don't freaking bulls me. Who was over here? Are you calling me a freaking liar? Yeah, I am. Because someone left their freaking hat on my freaking couch. At this point she concocts some stupid story about a neighbor coming to borrow something. I knew she was lying. At this point I had pretty much given up on the marriage, but didn't know what to do. I was afraid that if I divorced her she'd somehow get the kids. Dot. A lot more freaked up crap happens over the next month or so, including her making up a story about Mexicans jumping her, my neighbor calling CPS, me catching her actually kiss a guy, two potheads admitting to having a threesome with her. Dot. Then one day in July of 2008 I asked her to have a seat. I told her that I was filing for divorce. She put up a fight, but I won full custody of my kids. I started dating again, and have been with my new wife for 9 years now. The end. Please note that she did recognize me, and was receptive. When we started, drunk fricking was the norm for her. I wasn't being a creep. JFC, this is the craziest one yet. Glad things worked out for you though. Had been on the road for work. Was supposed to be 10 days. Got to go home a day early. Had a friend pick me up at the airport to surprise my wife and 2 children. 2 years and 8 months. Walked into my ex and her coffee friend snuggling on the couch, with my kids, in the same room. I was livid. Of course she denied everything. We split up weeks later. Sees them together and still denies it. Really glad this comment alone is why I have all of my karma. I got a new job with a cell phone company. Free phone for me, $15 a month for her. First bill comes in with call detail. She was on the phone an hour a day with this number while supposedly at work. I call. Dude answers. I hang up. I ask her. She lies and said it was a gal pal of hers. I told her I know she is lying and call it again. Dude answers. Frick you, Brooke. Freaking Brooke. After a night of trying to keep up with my ex and her co-workers drinking, I call it a night. They stopped talking a few minutes later and the dog scratched at the door. I let the dog in and saw them making out on the couch. I watched for 10 minutes before they noticed me. They were taking their clothes off by then, and he was touching her favorite spots like he knew them well. No denying it by then. I am glad I knew. A tense conversation followed with the two of them. He left, very drunk on a very cold night. She got a ride to her aunt's place and begged me to go look for him in the cold. Dog is the hero of this story. This just happened 2 days ago. I was in Florida on vacation with my girlfriend of 6 years, our 4-year-old son, and her family and a few of her friends. She had been taking pictures down at the beach all afternoon on her phone. We got back to the house we were staying at and everyone was in the kitchen making dinner. I picked up her phone and opened it up to text my family the pictures she had taken. As I'm scrolling for the thread, I see her ex-boyfriend's name. Open up the messages and first thing there are videos of them masturbating they had sent to each other. I yelled, "What the frick is this?" Her mom turned toward me and asked what was wrong and I loudly proclaimed what I'd seen. She said that she had gone out with some friends, gotten drunk, invited him out for a drink, and ended up blowing cock all night. Then said she got blackout drunk the next night and sent the videos. Claimed that was the only time she'd seen him. Yeah, so when she fell asleep, of course I went through her phone again. She'd seen him multiple times throughout the previous 2 months, and I found pictures of them together posing like a cutesy couple on their dates. Her brother and dad were pee. I got the frick out of there the next morning, ruined the vacation for pretty much everyone, and totally wrecked our family. One night she told me not to come over because she wasn't feeling well. But then my sister wanted this hoodie back that she'd borrowed, so I thought I'd stop over with chocolate and a Slurpee. I knocked on her door. She came to the upstairs window with only a blanket wrapped around her. "I thought I told you not to come over. My sister needs a hoodie." "Who's that?" says some male voice from her bedroom. "Ah, I see how it is. I'll talk to you tomorrow," she says. "Probably not. Have a good one." Not me, my dad. Colon. He told me the story a few years back. So, some of my mom's family were visiting from out of town and they had planned a night at the bingo, which my dad couldn't attend because he was working 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. He finished work early and on his way home, saw my babysitter on the street. "You are not with you, Bassman 1976. No, your wife called me at around 8 p.m. saying she wasn't feeling well and that she would stay home. My dad drove home, tried the front door, locked, no lights. He entered the house by the basement door, went up the stairs, heard them, a few feet away, my mom, and her cousin. 2 years later, he almost left her, with me in tow, but stayed so I could have a normal life. Most of the time, I wish he'd left, because he wouldn't have worked 90-100 a week to avoid being home, and could have been happier. For those who are wondering, my mom had a long time affair with her cousin, starting before she met my dad. She wasn't happy either, I think, but my dad was a good catch. Yes, I'm sure he is my dad. We look so much the same. Yes, they are still together, and after a year of being angry, I decided to let go, because their relationship has nothing to do with me. Just sad for both of them. My neighbor is deployed and his wife is getting fricked by two dudes at the same time. Not always. Sometimes it's just dickhead one, but sometimes he brings his homeboy dickhead two over to get in on the extramarital affair. I wish I knew the guy that being cheated on, but I was deployed when he moved in. I came home, then he left a week later, then dickheads starting coming around. SMH people, SMH. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Bye for now.